Okay, 140 is speed limit on the Hume. Is a good idea, or is it dangerous? The proposals come from Wodonga councillor. You know, it takes 3 hours to drive to the border at 110. You lift it to 140, you'd probably take about 2.5. You extend it to Sydney, it'd take 6 hours. I don't know the road's that good at Sydney. The idea comes from a Liberal Democrats councillor, Wodonga Council. Tim Quilty, good morning.
Good morning.
Why?
Why raise it?
Yeah.
Because the road's too slow. Anyone who drives that road on a regular basis would know it's a good road. We can go faster. Our cars are safer. The road is safe. It's just a way of raising revenue for the government, the current speed limits.
It's a a significant increase, though, a 40% increase. Do you think people know how to drive well enough to handle that?
Maybe we're going to ratchet it up 10Ks, 10Ks next year, 10Ks 2 years after. Maybe we'll raise it on one side a bit more than the other one, and we'll monitor the differences.
Okay.
But I think most of us do know how to drive. Some people don't know how to get in the left lane.
Ooh, some people don't know how to drive at speed. What about the trucks? Would you let them do 140 as well?
No, so whether we hold the trucks at 100 or let them up to 110, but it is a two-lane highway, so there's plenty of there's always opportunity to pass there.
So you keep the trucks in the left-hand lane, travelling at say 110 or maybe 120.
Well, let's say 110. I haven't put a lot of thought into the trucks. But certainly we have the trucks travelling at lower speeds, and not everyone has to drive at 140. It is a two-lane road, so cars can get over and get past.
And what does it achieve? You get there quicker.
You get there quicker. The fatigue is less, so accidents will be reduced. The number one cause of accidents on that road, I reckon, is fatigue. So you just by simply travelling a shorter time, it's a less boring trip.
So how many crashes? How many crashes do we have on the Hume between Melbourne and Wodonga?
I don't have the stats with me. I wasn't expecting this to blow up into an issue yet. It was just a post on my Facebook page. We will get there, but I'm sure the evidence is out there.
All right, what will you do with it? How do you lobby this? Where do you take it? I don't think the police will like it. I don't know about Vic Roads and the government. Where will you take it?
Well, I'll take it to the state parliament. So I'm running for the going to be running for the upper house in November, and we're going to push it as a policy. It's always been Liberal Democrats Party policy to raise speed limits to sensible levels. 140 is the figure that I've said for the Hume because that's what I think is safe. Obviously, it's open to discussion. But I think it's definitely something I'll be pushing when I'm elected.
Okay, thank you. Tim Quilty, candidate, Liberal Democrats councillor, candidate for the upper house in the state election. 140k limit on the Hume. I think even if he does get in and push it, and that's a long way off, I don't think he has much support, but should he?